inured to hardships and endurance in wild sports and tropical climates, and when I gazed upon the map of Africa I had a wild hope, mingled with humility, that, even as the insignificant worm bores through the hardest oak, I might, by perseverance, reach the heart of Africa. I could not conceive that anything in this world has power to resist a determined will, so long as health and life remain. The failure of every former attempt to reach the Nile source did not astonish me, as the expeditions had consisted of parties which, when difficulties occur, generally end in difference of opinion and in retreat. I therefore determined to proceed alone, trusting in the guidance of a divine providence and the good fortune that sometimes attends tenacity of purpose. I weighed carefully the chances of the undertaking. Before me, untrodden Africa. Against me, the obstacles that had defeated the world since its creation. On my side, a somewhat tough constitution, perfect independence, a long experience in savage life, and both time and means, which I intended to devote to the object without limit. England had never sent an expedition to the Nile sources previous to that under the command of Speke and Grant. Bruce, 90 years before, had succeeded in